You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Talked earlier about the Redskins-Giants matchup. If you had to guess, Cakes, what is your headline on Friday morning after the Redskins play the Giants? Right now, they're about a 7.5-point favorite. Playing at home, 8:30 game. Redskins had, what, 22 guys on the injured report, EB?
Oh, I don't know. They've got
Spencer
14,
Long.
They've got 14 on the injury reserve.
Spencer Long and LaVau out.
Headline is, Skins stuff the Giants on Thanksgiving night.
Nice.
That is my headline for after the game.
Want to hear from you. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. What are your expectations? On Friday morning, we're not going to be here. I think they're going to have live programming on Friday. It's not going to be the Junks. Not exactly sure who's filling in for us on Friday morning. Will they be playing the happy Hail to the Redskins or the sad Hail to the Redskins?
Picking the Skins in this one. I'm resolute.
I think it's hard to see the Giants winning, although they just beat the Chiefs, who at one point this season people said was the best team in the NFL. Now, the Chiefs have fallen apart, lost four of their last five, and they're struggling offensively, and they had Travis Kelce throwing passes. Alex Smith actually had two interceptions in the game. I just think if the Redskins get to 20, which they should, their offense finds a way. No matter who's out there, they find a way. I can't see the Giants putting up points. I mean, yes, the Redskins probably have more injuries, but the Giants have, like, guys they depend on out. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard.
I think you depend on your offensive line, don't you think? I mean, you can't really get anything done if your offensive line is banged up. And they just put two guys on, and they're starting the third center. I think we can pull this off. I think it's going to be a nail biter. I think it's going to go to the very end. I know the line is like 8 or something like that. Is that
7.5?
7.5. I think it's crazy. I think this game is going to just be an absolute squeaker. And
I don't know.
I think we're better, so I think we'll win only because of injury. If injury weren't a factor, like if we were as healthy as we were, say 2 weeks ago or so, I think we'd be okay. But this is scary. We just added four guys injured reserve just yesterday.
I think the Skins win and cover. I think they win by 14 points.
I feel like the Giants maybe stepped up. This is just through theory, emotions, but stepped up because they're at 1-8. Even Eli Manning's supposed to give a fiery speech. I don't necessarily believe in
them. Hey, they have two wins. Don't slight them.
I understand. They were 1-8.
Okay, before last week.
They're 2-8 right now, right? So they were due like a game where they all kind of step up, get it together, and get a win. Now they got that one in the bank. Now they're kind of due for a dud.
Well, let's hope.
And the Redskins have had, you know, two tough losses recently.
I think they'll respond. I mean, we obviously know, I mean, the home field stuff, you throw that out the window. It's like they're playing on a neutral field.
I mean, the whole thing about practice, I know you're saying, oh, they haven't practiced. Well, Giants haven't been practicing either. And the Giants have to travel.
I assume the Giants practiced yesterday.
Well,
I assume they
practice as much as the Redskins.
I'm under the assumption they didn't practice because of all the injuries yesterday.
I just assume it's because it's a Tuesday, and generally you don't practice on a Tuesday in terms of like contact and stuff after a Sunday game.
I think Pirine has another
big day. I doubt
there's
much of a difference in what the Redskins did and the Giants. And then the Giants had to travel. I mean, both teams are installing a game plan. A little walkthrough, and then they're teeing it up.
It's going to be another 100-plus yard performance from Sammy Perine.
You really think so? He did
with
a lot of that.
The Giants are terrible against
the
running
backs. Up line.
He did a lot of that on his own. The line is getting blown up, and he was just making great cuts. You think that'll continue?
He goes for over 100.
You know what he's due for? A turnover. That's what he's due for.
That could happen, too. But he goes for over 100 and finds the end zone.
And I hate to say it, I'm a huge Kirk supporter. Kirk might be due for a dud. He's been playing too well.
Why is he due for a dud? He's been killing it all season.
It's just offensive line's banged up. I don't know. It's just going to be one of those games.
Well, he's due for a break not to go his way. Like in this game, I mean, the whole Saints team went out there and took a picture because they thought there was an interception,
right,
and it wasn't. And there have been a couple situations like that where he's gotten
away with them. He's also gotten crunched and thrown like the perfect ball into some tight windows. I don't know that we're always going to get that break.
I'm just seeing it crystal clear over here. Kirk goes for 300. With three touchdowns, Perine adds a rushing touchdown.
That's 400 yards right there.
Rose kicks a field goal or two. Easy win.
If we're
easy
health.
Win on Thanksgiving
if
night.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I think they're still going to be in it. I think they get the win. My headline may not be as catchy as Cakes's.
Thank you.
Give me your catchy headline again.
Redskins stuff the Giants Thanksgiving night.
I'm trying to think so of another annoying. Turkey pun. I just think they're still going to be in it. They'll
the
still
Redskins
be alive.
Carve up the Giants.
They carve up the Giants.
I don't think they're going to carve them up.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think it's going to be like a 20-10 game.
Mm.
Not necessarily
that'd be a
pretty.
Great game. That'd
That's
be a great
under.
Game
That's
for the defense.
That's a big old under.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
I think the Redskins will do enough offensively, and the Giants won't be able to mount much of an offensive attack.
I think Eli will have his moments.
By the way, every week.
And he'll pick us apart.
Every week we look at like a number one receiver
yeah.
and go, all right, well, Josh Norman, he's going to be matched up against Stephon Diggs, for example. Or Josh Norman's going to be matched up against Thomas of the Saints. Who is it on the Giants now?
Well, it's got to be Shepard.
If he's healthy.
But he's banged up. Didn't play last week because of migraines. Their top receiving threat this week, without a doubt, is Evan Engram, the rookie tight end. That guy's been putting up stellar numbers outside of last week because the weather at MetLife was a disaster. The swirling winds, neither team could get anything going in that game.
They
I
have
believe the weather's looking pretty good for Thanksgiving night.
Really?
I mean, not a lot of wind.
They have to play like their pants are on fire.
Yeah.
Because the whole season,
sure.
And it's this way the rest of the way. It's must win. Lose or go
yep.
home.
They have to win every game.
They have to win
There's
every game.
Zero wiggle room for the Skins.
Zero.
I think the defense.
So we should get an unbelievable effort.
Which has been maligned, deservedly so, giving up 34 points, 38 points, 30 points.
They've given up 29 or more points.
Oh, I just saw something
not
going to
happen
against
the Giants. The Giants are not capable of putting up those type of points.
That statue.
If that happens this week,
no.
then really.
Telling you.
Scrutiny will be on Greg Minuski.
That statue, Eli Manning. Is going to get sacked at least three times in this game.
Kicks is putting
minimum
up a
of
lot.
Three times.
I know.
I'm telling you, I'm all
Eli
in
has
skins.
Moments. Now, he late in game sometimes he'll throw you that critical pick that'll be the difference.
Yeah.
But he has moments where he's carved us up before.
Well, yeah. Look, his numbers are actually decent this year.
Yeah.
They're not horrible. And he's you don't talk about nobody to throw to. You talk about the Redskins not having a good 1-2 punch. Take a look at what he's thrown to. Worse than what the Redskins have had.
Yeah, but he's not putting up the numbers that Kirk's putting up.
Correct.
Here, I can already see into my crystal ball right
nothing.
Here. If they lose this game, which I think is very possible.
Sure.
We're going to be all in on the Minubski bit. It's going to be a Swiss cheese week next week.
It'll be
100%.
Right, if they lose and it's
cheese-related bits on this show. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but we'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out. Cheese-related, Minubski-related.
But what if it's a low-scoring affair and it's not Minuski's fault? They lose...
I don't think it's going to play out that way.
What if we lose and then we'll have Awad dress up as Minubski and we'll have a mouse trap with Swiss cheese on it and we have him walk over to it.
He has to go in and get.
Yeah,
get
he has to go get the Swiss cheese.
I kind of like it.
I like
now
that.
Now who's going to build the big giant mouse trap?
He's always been about mouse traps. He's pitched so many mouse trap ideas over the
you
years.
You can find a big mouse trap. I mean, it doesn't have to be like this
big
super
mouse trap,
the super huge one. But
we should make a big huge. One. Make some sort of homemade mouse trap and have AY try to dodge it.
Did you play mouse trap like every day as a kid? Is
no.
that where this is stemming from?
No, but I did have the board game.
Of course, everybody had it at some point.
Why don't we do that? We'll set up like a billion of them, like on Jackass, and we'll put Swiss cheese on them, and then we'll have Awad run through it, dressed as Minubski with a coordinator headset. And
His glasses.
Yeah, glasses,
his,
burgundy polo.
Doesn't he wear the readers? Doesn't he wear the readers?
I'm saying that dog, he has Jason Lockenfora glasses on today.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Gaithersburg. Mike, what do you see?
Hey, how's it going? Unfortunately, I see the Redskins going down, and here's why. I think, based on the last game with New Orleans, they played really aggressive to get the lead, and then all of a sudden the coach started playing real conservative at the end, and I think that's why they lost that game. And I just have this sinking feeling they'll be in the same position, and they do everything they can to get in the right position to win, and then they stop doing those things, and that's what causes them to lose games.
There's a part of me that wants to agree with you. I just know it's more sophisticated than that.
Well,
you know
I think
what I mean?
In
but
this,
there's a part of me that wants to agree with you.
In this past week's game, it certainly seemed like they went soft and they were trying to get the clock to run out and keep everything in the middle of the field. And
And all they
and
did.
Drew Brees is just too experienced and too good.
Yeah. He was just licking his chops. Did you see how calm and carefree he was? He was over there high-fiving the little girl. I don't know if it was his daughter, whoever it was, on the sideline before he was going out there for like the game-winning drive. Game's on the line. He's over there doing shtick with fans.
The difference is the Saints have so much talent. They have guys like Kamara and Thomas. I'm telling you, the Giants don't have anything. Cakes can keep hyping up Evan Ingram. He's having a fine season.
He's having a really good season. He's facing a terrible defense against tight ends.
I get it.
And there aren't many other options.
But they don't have an Ingram or Kamara in the backfield.
No, but they have an experienced quarterback that's won two Super Bowls. And I'm telling
you. But it's just not to the level of the Saints is my point.
He's not Drew Brees.
They're not going to score 30.
But Eli's been around long enough that he can make the Redskins pay.
Eli's a Hall of pretty good quarterback.
I just had another vision. Dotson catches a 50-yard plus touchdown in the game.
Ooh. All right, how many certainties have you now put out
there? I have
them
right here. Dotson 50 plus yard touchdown.
Okay.
Eli sacked three times or more. Kirk 3 touchdowns and 300 plus. Oh, I forgot P-Ryan.
P-Ryan and Redskins
P-Ryan
cover.
Goes over 100. He's putting the biggest jinx in history on
P-Ryan,
this game.
P-Ryan 100 plus, 1 TD. There it is. We'll revisit this.
Have you ever seen it jinx a game more?
He has easily over 400 yards. That's 400 yards right there.
That's what the Redskins do.
Kirk and P-Ryan.
That's what Kirk and company do.
And put at the top, Redskins cover the 7.5.
Oh, yeah. I said they're going to win by 10 or 14 points.
Oh.
Look, I'm leaning back in my chair. Look at my body language. I couldn't be more comfortable.
Can I make a bet that at least two of those don't hit?
No, he
guaranteed
knows.
All
he
five.
Knows that.
Skins cover. Easy.
If people know the show at all, they know he just completely hexed this game. For
there's
us.
Your blueprint, everybody.
You've just
can
ruined
I bet against
our
cakes.
Season.
I just want, if you hit three,
why don't you put 10
you
bucks
win.
On it? Why don't you put 10, 5 bucks on it? Put a dollar, because you guys are cheap.
If
put
you
a dollar
three,
on each one. With,
I
you,
hit
no,
three
no.
of these?
No, you have to, yeah, if you hit three,
let's put a dollar in each
I'll
one.
Give you $5.
Okay.
If you don't hit three, you give me $5.
Deal. I think that's
can you
doable.
Pass the bet book my way?
All I need is 60%?
Yeah, 60%.
I think I'm free rolling.
You couldn't get that in AP Chem when I took that with you in high school.
If I cheated, I did.
Let's go to
That's
Keith.
That's a legend. You can't prove anything.
In Frederick. Keith, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Keith, what do you see this weekend?
Good morning, Junkies.
Well,
how you doing?
This Thursday. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I was calling. I was watching Pro Football Talk this morning and commented that he said this is a make-or-break win for Jay Gruden's coaching future in D.C. I was wondering, do you all think that his coaching career will be in jeopardy if he loses today?
I mean, I think it's too early. No, I mean, but they
swoon. I'm sorry.
No, if they swoon down the stretch, I think it might be in jeopardy. But if they lose this one, but say win four of the next five, and what would that put him at? That would put him at 8-8 on the year. I think he's probably still safe given all the injuries. So I don't think this one particular game is the be-all, end-all, whatever, for Jay. I disagree with that.
Right. Do you think all the third and fourth quarter collapses fall on Jay?
Some of it.
Maybe. I think a lot of it falls on the defense. I think and I guess Jay, you know, everybody wants to just hold Jay accountable for it. And I guess ultimately it is. It's his responsibility. But I really, frankly, blame the defensive coordinator more
Manofsky.
Than I do.
By the
more
way,
than I do, Jay.
I saw John Keim tweeted. I think you retweeted the statistic on quarterback sneaks.
Yeah.
And it was something like quarterback sneaks attempted in the short yardage situation that the Redskins
third
had.
And
right.
ones, I think they're like 49 out of 50 or something like that.
I thought it was
crazy.
43 out of 47, but it was
something
in the 90
insane.
Percentile.
Yeah. 90% of the time when the quarterback rushes up the middle for under a yard on third and short, they get it.
By the way, A-Watt agreed to the Manofsky thing with the Swiss cheese and mouse traps.
He
of
did?
Course,
yes. Because it's attention.
He has to do it. He has to run over the mouse traps barefoot.
Well, I would say crawl through them in the studio.
Oh, crawl through.
Yeah, that's and we'll have the Manofsky playbook on the other side, and so Manofsky has to get his playbook and go through the Swiss cheese defense of mouse traps.
Had another vision, by the way, added at the bottom. VD, five catches, 65 yards.
Well, that's... Is that I'm like just, a stretch? That's his average.
I'm just adding to the story.
He's not averaging five catches a game, is he?
Close.
Pretty close.
He's right around there.
Wow.
Because I know Jordan Reed's not going to be out of the field. And if that happens, VD is going to go nuts.
All right, let's go to last call. VD let's go to Pablo in Manassas. Pablo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What's up, Pablo?
Hey, Kirk Cousins is due for interception or pick six. I have this thing going with a pick six, heartbreaker, 17-14 Giants.
Right. Valdez is waiting for that. You think Kirk Cousins doesn't still sting from that loss against the Giants late last season? He's been carrying that with him for like a year.
He has it in him. He has it in him. He's gone two games without a pick six or interception. I think he's due for one. And, I mean, we can clearly count one at the end of the game each time with him. So I don't have it past him to
You're
just
talking
throw
about
one.
The old Kirk. You're talking about Kirk of like 3 years ago. You haven't watched him this year. If you think he's just going to go out and throw a back-breaking
just had a back-breaking penalty.
All right, so Vernon Davis, he's not averaging.
That was bogus, by the way.
A bogus penalty, you're right.
After the fact.
Hey, he did throw a back-breaking pick six against the Cowboys. So maybe he has been watching this year.
Those have been few and far between. Well, you can be an anti-Kirk girl all you want.
I'm just pointing out facts.
He's trying to tweak you. By the way, Vernon Davis is not averaging 5 catches per game. He only has 33 catches on the season. But the last three, he's had 16 catches. And he's got 527 yards on the season. I believe that's the leading receiver on the Redskins.
It would have to be. Yes.
You probably would have picked him fifth on the team at the beginning of the season.
I need another sheet of paper. I'm running out of room for predictions.
Full-on jinxing the game.
That's already there. I only need two of your guarantees.
Well, I'm scratching out the last one.
Scratch out the last.
Actually, I love the last. I like the last one better than the others. He's going to go crazy over the weekend.
All right, when we come back, what do we got? Brandon Lang?
Yeah, we'll talk winners. Right. Get some winners for your Thanksgiving weekend right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.